Marriage. Is it still relevant today? In a word, yes. Marriage is still relevant, desirable, and a necessary pillar of civilization. If it crumbles, so does our society. Hi, this is Todd. Welcome to the Thrive Singles Podcast. Whether you're single again or still single, stop hating being single and learn to thrive. And welcome back to another week of the Thrive Singles Podcast. I'm so glad you dropped in to learn more about thriving as a single. If you haven't done it yet, be sure you go to thrivesingles.com and sign up for the email list and get your free ebook. If you want a short, concise guide to the basics we emphasize on the podcast week after week, this is it. It's called Successfully Single, and it'll help you to thrive as a single person. And the only way to get it is to sign up for the email list. It's free, doesn't cost a thing. In fact, I don't even have a way to buy it. If you sign up for the email list, you'll get an email from me about once a week whenever the new blog or podcast goes live, and that's it. You'll get reminders about the weekly podcast and blog and a useful little ebook. You can get it as an EPUB, a Mobi for your Kindle, or as a PDF. Pretty sweet deal. Go get yours. This week's topic is marriage. Is it still relevant? And since I'm talking about marriage, I feel like I need to preface this week's post with a few thoughts. Those of you who've read the blog or listened to the podcast for any length of time know that they are created by me, a long-term single, for the edification and encouragement of people who are single. I believe that singleness is not a punishment or a burden to bear, but it's a valuable thing. Between being late to marry in the first place and then being divorced later on, I've lived nearly half my life as a single person. Yes, I am remarried now, but I'm in no way anti-singleness. In fact, after my divorce, once I got the hang of it, my single again years became an important period of my life, a time of tremendous growth and creativity. Those years formed the foundation for this season of my life. That's why I emphasize the opportunity and the importance of being truly single while you're single. Those years can be a catalyst for turning you into the person you want to be. As I've said before in previous posts, becoming happily single is its own reward. Plus, it gives you the best chance at being happily married later. All that being said, this post is a post in defense of and praise of marriage. Marriage is among several traditional foundations of society that have been neglected and even downright denigrated for several decades now. It first started to break down a few decades ago as our collective national morals began to decline. Now it's fallen out of fashion with millennials and looks as though it's going to fare even worse among centennials. It's also on the decline among people in my generation, the younger baby boomers and the older Xers, especially those who have suffered the pain of divorce. Many of my peers can't ever see themselves risking that kind of betrayal and heartbreak again. Among those who do marry, more are doing so later in life. In 2010, the Pew Research Center revealed that only 50% of people over 18 were married. In 1960, that figure was 72%. Admittedly, too many marriages end in divorce, and too many marriages are unhappy. Yes, the social stigma of sex outside of marriage, living together, and even having children out of wedlock has largely vanished. And yes, marriage is no longer the revered institution it once was. So why not chuck it all together and just shack up? Or why not just hook up when you need a little sexual release? Since so many people are content just to date or be friends with benefits, why get married? Well, I'm glad you asked. For one thing, marriage is good for society. Let's look at the big picture first. Stable, monogamous marriages are good for society. They're the best environment in which to raise children. Married women are at a lesser risk of domestic abuse than those living with a boyfriend, Children are also at a low risk of abuse in a stable two-parent home. Married women are less likely to be the victim of a violent crime, and married men are less likely to commit a violent crime. Plus, having a healthy, financially stable, sexually satisfied populace raising their children together as husband and wife is good for society at large, and studies show that's what marriage leads to. Now, on a more personal level, marriage is good for your health. Happily married people live longer, healthier, happier lives than single people. It's true. Research it. The studies are numerous, high quality, and conclusive. And this runs the gamut from mental and emotional health to physical health. Marriage is good for you. In general, married people live longer than singles. They have less depression, fewer heart attacks and strokes, sleep better, have less stress, tolerate stress better, and recover more often and completely from cancer, heart attacks, other major illnesses, and surgeries. Married people engage in fewer risky behaviors, make more positive life changes, and make better health decisions. They're less likely to drive dangerously, do drugs, or engage in high-risk sex. They're also more likely to go to the doctor, and once they go, to follow the doctor's advice. For another thing, finances. Two people living together will spend less money than two people living apart. Plus, if you both work and one of you suffers an income drop, it has less effect on the whole household budget. Or if one works and the other doesn't, you could even maybe reverse roles if that makes sense. And usually one spouse will be a spender and one will be a saver. But between the two of you, you reach a healthy balance. Married couples also tend to make better financial decisions, be more financially secure, and build more net worth. What about sex? You'd think single people would have the advantage there, right? No, it's a fact. Married people have more and better sex than single people. In fact, the older a couple gets, the better the sex gets. Sexual satisfaction actually increases as you grow old together. This is the most excited I've been about scientific research since they discovered that dark chocolate has health benefits. So, outside of marriage, despite how socially acceptable and in vogue it's become, it's still not ideal. In fact, it's more often than not detrimental to the individual, and I believe on the whole detrimental to society. Sex releases bonding hormones that can bind a couple together in a wonderful way. To have this happen repeatedly with different people with whom you have no real bond, it teaches you to not bond completely with sexual partners. Whereas in marriage, sexual intimacy is both a result of and a catalyst for emotional intimacy. It helps glue a couple together through a wonderful cycle of intimacy leading to sex, leading to more intimacy. Then there are the children. The best way to produce and raise children is within a loving marriage. A mom and a dad who model love, commitment, faithfulness, proper treatment of the other gender, and healthy gender roles will give their children the best chance for an emotionally healthy life and the best chance for their own healthy marriage later on. Additionally, children raised in this environment are less likely to end up in jail, less likely to suffer abuse, and more likely to graduate from high school and college. Now, a word of warning, though. Let me be clear that marriage is not always some panacea. Getting married does not automatically mean all will be well, that life will be unicorns, butterflies, and rainbows from that point forward. A good marriage is the result of intentional living. It requires two people who have done the work to become as emotionally, spiritually, and financially healthy as possible while they were still single. You see, a good marriage starts while you're single. The things you do now as a single determine whether you'll marry and what kind of marriage you'll have. If you desire to get married, your best bet is to learn to be happy and content as a single person. There's no downside to this. In a worst-case scenario, you never get married. In that case, you're still a happy and content single person. So do the work it takes to become emotionally healthy, Grow as a person. Study the people around you who have good marriages. And read books on marriage and relationships. That way you go into marriage with a good understanding of how to form and maintain a healthy, vibrant relationship. Lastly, learn to be single and whole. If you want a good marriage, don't get into one because you're needy or desperate. Then once you've grown to the point where you're confident you can build a quality relationship, consider what kind of person you want to marry. Make a list. Don't make your list so much about physical traits. It is important to marry someone, you know, for whom you have a certain level of sexual desire, but your list should mainly consist of personality and character traits. For more about that, be sure you go see my post on ThriveSingles.com called "Are They Marriage Material? Check Your List." Let me conclude with this. Being single is a good thing. While you're single, be good at being single. And learn how to be good at being married. A society needs a solid foundation of strong, healthy, thriving marriages to ensure its survival into the future. So if you feel a tug in your heart to marry or remarry, that's not a bad thing. And if that's your desire, keep in mind what I said several times before and in several different ways. Becoming happily single is its own reward. Plus, it gives you the best chance at being happily married later. So if you want to get married, be happily single, learn how to be happily married, and in the meantime, thrive on. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you next week. Till then, be sure to subscribe and go check out my extensive archive of past posts at ThriveSingles.com. And thrive on.
There's more to life. You gotta grow. You gotta thrive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You gotta thrive. There's more to life than to just survive. You gotta grow, you gotta thrive.